delight when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They
played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good.
Monster mash.
Happy Halloween, fellow freeformers.
Hey guys, this is So Fresh,
So Fine with
C139. We can't do it at the same time, you know?
Let's
it never
try
works
it.
Out, right?
So Fresh, So
no,
Fine.
Wait, on three.
One, two, three, or go?
Three.
Okay. One, two, three. So Fresh, So Fine with C139. On 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform. And educational radio.
Forgot the FM, man.
91.5.
FM. No AM shit.
No AM stuff.
Oh, stuff. Sorry. Okay, so, yeah.
Happy Halloween, freeformers.
So, we got a spooky, scary episode for you guys tonight.
Get spooky. Should we turn off the lights in the...
No, I'd actually be scared.
Okay, that's fine.
Especially all of our recent fans, listeners, parents... Know that this is a haunted studio.
This is a haunted studio.
There has been a ghost that has made an appearance through our microphone, or what is it?
Headphones.
And it just makes this creepy noise that you would hear in some, like, scary movie that, like, your friends made you watch in middle school or something.
Right.
But also, speaking of scary movies, I hope everyone today watches The Babadook. It's a great scary movie. I think it got like a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Super symbolic, super weird, and it's got a really funny name, like The Babadook.
The Babadook.
The Babadook. The Babadook. So
if you're thinking about...
Cuddling up.
You know.
With some hot cocoa, some candy corn.
It's the cars.
Okay.
We need to close the windows.
There's literally a ghost.
Sorry.
We're going to close the windows.
Wow. Okay. So
happy Halloween, freeformers.
Wait, the windows are closed.
No, that one's open.
No.
And the one behind...
This is closed.
The one behind us is open. It's open. See the windows flying?
Okay. Well, that was...
I saw it was open.
Okay. Okay, that's enough excitement for now.
Let's play a hit song from one of my favorite TV shows as a child, 30 Rock. This hit is called Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, and it is spooky scary.
Oh man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath. This is scary.
Is it
Break
working?
It down. I was working late on my Haftorah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing
what
there with
speaker?
Glowing gold eyes. He says, "Tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolfing clan. Tomorrow, you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves."
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oh, this man.
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emanuel.
Hey man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins, I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
The country club employees were a brain-sucking pack who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No.
So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not an art.
There's no such thing as Frankensteins.
Steins.
There's no plural of Frankenstein.
Becoming men. Men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Cool. Hairy boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turning into werewolves and stuff. You know? Yeah. I got excited when I saw a poodle on the streets the other day. You know?
That's just a reminder to our freeform listeners. That werewolf bar mitzvahs are spooky scary.
Boys are becoming men.
And men are becoming wolves all at once.
And
you
lots
know?
Going on.
Not only are you a little scared because of the werewolf, the boys becoming men, the puberty aspect, it's also a lot emotionally. So you just have to think about that.
Do you want to know what is also an emotional time?
Halloween weekend. Wow. Does that just rip through your soul every single time?
Halloween weekend just getting, I feel... more emotional each year.
Yeah, there's always an emotional aspect to Halloween weekend. And you know, every single time, your friend group may promise no crying this weekend.
But someone in the friend group will cry.
No matter what.
No matter what.
And let's not get into details because we have some privacy rules here at WMFO. But Let's talk about the ghosts of Halloween weekend past.
Let's get to our first Halloween weekend. Freshman year.
Freshman year.
I believe the date was around October 31st.
It was around October 31st.
And
I believe the first night of Halloween weekend was October 29th.
Yes.
That was the night of Megan Montgomery.
Oh, we had a see, it's funny. We can say her name because like there are a million Megan Montgomerys out there.
But there's only one Megan Montgomery in our heart.
Yeah. No, Megan Montgomery did not come Halloween weekend.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, cuz we went to the Zeta Kayo mixer.
Oh my god, sorry, it's okay.
It's whenever like a truck drives by, it haunts my soul.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that was the night of our Prosby coming.
It wasn't.
It was. It wasn't. I swear to God.
I swear to God that it wasn't.
I'll pull up the pictures.
Wait, let's continue.
Well, that Friday night we went to Theta Chi.
Theta Chi.
And I was wearing my school uniform.
All right, so if for all of you that didn't keep up with last season, Emily went to Stone Ridge Sacred Heart in Bethesda, Maryland.
Stone Ridge School of the Sacred Heart.
They got that. Okay, so she was your typical Catholic schoolgirl, and she brought her outfit.
My kilt.
Her kilt and her polo or whatever.
Yes, I brought my polo last year. This year I had an Oxford because I like to get classy.
To school so she could wear it for Halloween and other various purposes that you
like
could use
most
it for.
Girls would.
And actually a lot of girls did, surprisingly.
Yeah, it's not an uncalled for situation.
So she was that. And being a member of the field hockey team, we are not allowed to go out or partake in Halloween festivities.
Yeah, it was the night of Megan Montgomery because this is me in South dealing with her.
But you're not dressed up.
I know, but it's October 30th.
Okay. Anyway.
And Sasha's dressed up.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So it was Halloween and I was right.
Okay. Good for you.
So what were we talking about?
I don't know.
I was wearing my school uniform. Anyway, we were at Theta Chi and then we came home and then all of a sudden poop hit the fan.
Literally. Oh no, poop literally hit the fan the next day. We're not going to get ahead of ourselves. No, poop didn't hit the fan that night.
Yeah, no, that was the night of... No, not Megan Montgomery. The night, Friday night.
Was Megan Montgomery Saturday night?
Megan Montgomery was Thursday night.
Thursday night? Well...
Anyway, Megan Montgomery came out with us, and then that led to
some... She
was
a high school student. And she...
She got a little frisky on the dance floor.
Frisky on the dance floor. We lost her. She ended up in someone else's home.
Not home. Dorm.
Dorm. Yeah, dorm.
South. And that was a fun night for...
So we were bad caretakers.
Yes. So that was an interesting, fun hall weekend activity on Thursday night.
Next.
Friday night, we went to Theta Chi and poop literally hit the fan.
Poop literally hit the fan.
So we came home and people...
I was always home. I was just
Gigi was consistently home.
And I was having a great night. I was like watching TV.
She's feeling great. And then like...
And then Emily
all
comes
of a sudden,
home.
Everyone was crying. I can't
Emily
remember why.
Emily was crying. I don't know. Emily, someone hurt your feelings.
Something happened. I can't remember what.
I actually do remember, but I'm not going to say it on air.
All right. You can tell me later.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Okay. I remember.
So Emily's feelings were hurt. Everyone else's feelings were hurt. But then, by different people.
At the end of the day, Gigi was consoling me in the common
room. I was
room.
Trying to make everyone feel better. I was like, listen, life is good. It
right.
goes on. It's
Gigi
Halloween.
Was being a great friend, great roommate. And then I'm like, you know what? No matter what, Gigi, like, we both finished our mastering chem.
Which is our chem homework that's due
every Friday
almost
night.
Every Friday night.
At
every
like
now and then we
11 p.m. or something.
And...
It's the cars.
Okay.
It's the cars.
Okay, the ghost is just passing by cars. We just figured that out. Well, anyway.
It's still spooky scary.
Still spooky scary.
And so, anyway, Gigi didn't do her mastering chem.
Oh, yeah. Then I realized I didn't do my mastering chem.
So then Gigi started crying.
Because it was a large amount of points.
It was like 60 points or something crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, and I emailed my TA or professor and stuff, and they're like, yeah, you're out of luck, champ. So then I was like, well, and then I started crying, and everyone was crying.
And then, like,
you guys
the
suck.
Roles turned, then I was, like, trying to console Gigi, and
I was like,
it was just a lot.
Leave me alone.
A lot was happening.
So that was fun. That's not.
It is.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so every time we hear it, we have to take off our headphones to make sure.
But that one didn't sound.
That was freaky. That was freaky.
Okay. Sorry. We're like really trying to figure out this ghost thing. Let's just get into the next song.
Okay, yeah. So
the
next song.
And then we'll continue Hollow Weekend.
Yeah.
Later.
Well, we have to finish Saturday Night too.
Yeah.
Okay, so hit the track. This song.
This is Halloween, you know?
This song is, it describes the day. This is Halloween. So happy Halloween, Freeformers. Hit the track.
Something strange.
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town.
Everybody scream.
It's town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting there to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Here I down of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash of vomiting trace.
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Tingle-a-lums everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Woman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Hello.
Hey, Freeformers.
What's up? So, back to our first Halloween weekend.
Yeah. So,
one time.
Friday, poop hit the fan.
Poop hit the fan. Saturday, poop literally hit the fan when Emily came home.
Nope.
Oh, was that also Friday? So, Friday.
No. Came home.
And when did you have the flamingo costume?
That was, yeah, Friday night.
Okay. So Friday night, poop literally hit the fan. Emily comes home crying. This is before I started crying because I missed a huge assignment. She comes home in a flamingo costume that she did not go out in.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, it's kind of like a tube that you would wear swimming. Like, that's like how it...
It was meant for all bodies. It was, like, large.
It was, like, a tube around the pink... It was, like, a pink tube. And then in the front, there was an extension, which was supposed to be the neck. And then at the top of the extension, there was a hood that made your head... You put it over your head, and it made you look like a flamingo head.
There was, like, an elastic band that goes around your neck or something. I can't remember
It was a hood.
It was a hood?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And,
Yeah, so I came home in that, and there was probably, like, poop on it.
Yeah, there was... I look at Emily, and I'm like...
dark brown,
I was like,
stain.
Emily, there is a fresh, brown, smudgy stain, like, all across this costume. Where did you get it from? And you're like, I don't know.
I don't.
And she didn't know, but...
I think Holly knows where I got it from. Holly... Because Holly came home with the bunny mask.
Yeah.
From John and G. I found out that was from John and G.
Good times.
John and G is my brother.
Your literal brother?
Yeah.
Her frat brother.
My frat brother. And then I guess Saturday was ATO.
I don't... I didn't go out.
Saturday of Hall Weekend, I wore a toga. It was a great time.
All right, so nothing bad happened Saturday?
In fact, I kissed Brian Honke that night, so it was a great night.
It was a great night.
Shout out to Brian if you're listening.
Probably not.
To all the fans who are curious, did we have an anniversary kiss this weekend? No.
No.
And it was a loss. It was a real L that I took. Not kissing Brian Honke again. But it's fine. It will happen... it will happen in the future, probably.
So we're gonna segue now into this Halloween.
Yeah, Brian is gay. Mom, it's fine. Don't worry about Brian.
Okay.
I think my mom met Brian.
Yeah. He's a great boy.
He was at ATO when they came.
So Thursday night was the start of Halloween. It was also my birthday. So we had...
Yes.
Thank you, yes. Emily.
Yes.
Happy. Yes, it was.
Happy birthday, Gigi.
Yes, I'm
Gigi's
19 years young, feeling fresh and clean. But so again, not allowed to go out. We're in postseason, so it was my birthday, and we basically just had ice cream cake and dining hall food, and it was amazing. But then everyone out to ATO afterwards, and there were. People got sad again, right? Or was that the first night at ATO that people got sad?
Sorry, what about Thursday night? I got stressed out because I was working the party, and that was just a lot. Who?
I feel like a lot of our friends got sad. Okay, on to Friday. What happened Friday?
No. So Thursday night, it was like I was working the ATO party, and that was really stressful. And then after, I don't remember what
okay,
happened.
Okay, so then on to Friday.
Friday night, I was cleaning up the ATO house, and I stayed for the swimming brown and blue party.
Oh, Friday night, I took an L. So it was Friday night, we went to team dinner at Bertucci's, and we all dressed up, like, each class, like, the sophomores, the freshmen, they all have their own themes and stuff like that. And our theme for our grade was Winnie the Pooh. And I was Christopher Robin. So while all my teammates in my class were wearing cute, like, tiger, pig, and, like, Pooh Bear onesies, I was wearing my friend Jacob's clothes and carrying around a red balloon with my hair tucked back in a bun. And I looked terrible. And
it was not her best look.
And it's like one of those costumes where it's like, if you're not surrounded by anyone else, is it a costume? You know?
Or is it just like a bad look?
Or are you just looking like a boy right now?
Yeah.
And so yeah, that and but I then downed a huge thing of garlic knots and half a large barbecue chicken pizza, which was huge, until I got back to my room and realized I left my wallet in the locker room. And I have a Tile, which is something you can use to track your wallet or like anything that you put it on. But I have it on there, but I've never set it up because I was like, I'm never going to lose my wallet. So I go on this like hour-long manhunt to find my wallet, and I leave my bags and everything right outside my dorm door because I was like, no one's going to steal it. Like, that's not going to happen. And after the hour-long manhunt, I give up. I just sit in front of my door, and I'm like, I'm going to check my bag one more time. And it was in my bag. The keys were in my bag.
Yeah, because I was literally, we never talked about this. So I was literally at ATO, and Gigi was like, I'm locked out. And I was like, well, I have to clean the house because it's disgusting after the open party. can you come to ATL and pick it up? And then she never came. But then there were implications that she was in the room. And I was like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
No one let me know. So that was just a confusing part. But
I found my wallet. So it was worth it in the end. The L wasn't too bad.
Yes.
And then Saturday night, that's when everything got bad. Last night.
Last night was so bad. But we should take take a break.
Personally, I had a great night. Yeah. Let's get into the next. Before, let's tease our fans a little. Keep them wanting more, yeah?
Yeah.
Want to get into the next?
This is a 6-minute song.
Yeah, we'll cut it short.
We'll cut it short. Anyway,
you can't
Saturday
not
night,
play the song. No, we're going into the song.
No. Saturday night was a thriller.
Oh, good one.
Hit the track.
Thank you. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
So we didn't cut it off early because we had stuff to do. I had to discuss the differences between the Roman and Greek symposium to my group project people because there was a lot of discussion on the aspects of masculinity in them, and I had to just refute a couple things because what they were saying was dumb. So I just had to deal with that. We lost a listener. But that's fine. We're going to bounce back. And enough about Greek and Roman history.
Let's hear a PSA. Numbers to think about American alcohol consumption.
Ooh, this is relevant.
Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than three-fourths of all the alcohol consumed in the United States.
10%?
Yeah. Wow. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. More than 10 drinks a day.
74?
What?
That's like, that's kind of, no, I don't agree. I mean, it might be true, but I can't relate.
Emily's not buying it. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Educational radio is really important. So I don't buy that. I understand, like, alcoholism exists, but like 10 drinks a day, 72 drinks a week.
74.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Someone's lying on that like report.
Yeah, I just like.
They probably were like 7.4 and the person was reading it and was like, is that a dot? And it's like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that just seems like a lot to me and I just can't relate. I'm not.
Can't relate. So let's get into Saturday night.
Yeah. So I start out, I had a pledge event. We were supposed to watch a horror movie, a scary movie. We watched the beginnings of Insidious and
they watched the first 20 minutes of it.
Yeah. The first 20 minutes. And then, I don't think I'm allowed to talk about what happened in specifics, but at the end of the day, I gave up one of my favorite quarter zips to the Brotherhood until I'm initiated. So that was a real L. And I'm still mourning that loss. I was being dumb.
Emily could have given up anything. Like, she could have given up a hair tie.
I panicked.
And she gave, like, one of her favorite quarter zips up.
I panicked. I stand by that. Yeah, so not my best moment.
And then you dressed up as Bud Lightyear.
Yes. Well, and then, yeah.
Yeah, Bud Lightyear was next, and then everything happened.
Excuse me.
So Emily comes back. I helped tape her into the Bud Lightyear costume. For those of you who don't know, Bud Lightyear is Buzz Lightyear, but with Bud Light
boxes
taped to him to help his armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a simple concept.
Yeah. You can look it up on Pinterest. There's a bunch of
There's a bunch of it.
Quite a well thought out.
Yeah. So that was my costume. There are no pictures, so don't ask me for any.
That's right. All you 7 to 8 listeners, don't go asking Emily.
Eight listeners right now. Sweet. Special shout out to all of you. Yeah, so then we're really getting into the nitty gritty of the party scene at Tufts tonight. So it's a social commentary. Well, we're about to, because I'm about to tell people where I went. Okay. Unless
I feel like we just need to get to the L's.
Okay, so basically I couldn't get into 123 even though I had...
That's Theta Delta Chi.
Theta Delta Chi. I had a ticket. I know people in 123. They still wouldn't let me in. It was an L. It led to other situations later in the night where I felt uncomfortable in life. And so then I went out with my friends. We went around to a couple different frats. We started at Pyro. John was working. John ditched his shift in a respectful manner.
Of course.
And then we went to Pi Delta. Saw our favorite guy there. Shook his hand.
That's huge. Get to the sad.
And then all of a sudden, people were crying. And I had to deal with... Not deal with. I had to help a friend who was crying. And
then Emily was insensitive.
And then I was insensitive. Well, what I said wasn't how...
It was insensitive.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And then it
was interpreted in the way that I didn't mean it to be interpreted. We did gain 2 listeners.
Oh, the drama's really picking up. They want to hear this.
So, yeah. So it was interpreted the way that I didn't want it to be interpreted. And it poop hit the fan.
And they started crying more. And then that crying person made another person cry / sad, who made their respective boyfriend or girlfriend, you don't know.
You don't know.
Also sad. And then those people tried to come into my room. My room, while I'm doing homework on a Saturday night, during Halloween weekend, I was learning about stereo specificity.
Oh, it's a car.
It's a car, not a ghost. I was just doing some good old-fashioned orgo. You know, just doing some reactions, having a blast. And they come in and they ask for my advice. And I was like, listen, I learned my lesson last year. I'm not getting involved.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was doing chem last Halloween weekend. I'm doing chem this Halloween weekend. And I did not miss an assignment, folks. I learned and I did not cry. So basically, my Halloween weekend went up. Everyone's
Gigi's
plateaued.
Halloween weekend, it was a W.
My Halloween weekend was a W.
Yeah, she had a good weekend. I, however, lots of L's.
Lots of L's.
Part of my phone, it cracked.
Ooh, the Buzz Lightyear costume. Just like
it fell apart. I had to come home to get more duct tape,
and then she couldn't get it off until
right.
the next morning.
So then I fell asleep in ATO because I laid down because I was tired, and I woke up at 7 in the morning and I left to go home. And as I was walking home, I started ripping off the duct tape from my skin, and it hurt a lot.
Yeah. Well, on the bright side, the W there is a free wax.
Yeah. For very specific parts of my body,
like
I'm hairless.
Just below the elbow on the arm, you know,
just below
where you want it.
Where you
where
really
want to be hairless.
Yeah, and then like in the middle of your calf.
Yeah,
like on the widest part of your calf, hairless.
The widest part of my calf is like just below knee.
I have pretty wide calves. I guess like the, yeah, it's like the widest part.
That's you're doing a long band though.
Okay, yeah.
So we're talking duct tape, people.
Yeah.
That's like about 2 inches.
Yeah, so.
So don't take it literally mid calf like I did.
It was.
We're not talking crew socks. We're talking like the line above crew socks.
Like soccer socks that have fell down a little.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
So yeah, so now I'm hairless there. So that was fun, I guess. And then I went to philanthropy this morning. That was actually fun. I had fun at philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And then I've been working all day, and then I have to deal with my group project.
Yeah, now we...
And here's the catch. The group project is writing a paper. Writing a paper should not be a group project.
No, it's
there's
not.
Too many...
I'm actually all about the group project for writing a paper because I hate writing papers, so I'd be like, hey, you, why don't you get typing, you know?
Right. So that's been my weekend. Lots of L's. But it's fine. Halloween's here. It's spooky.
Josh Rothenberg, if you're out there, you're the worst. Thanks for listening. Sorry, I just found out we got a listener from hometown.
Oh, hey, Josh. I hope you enjoyed my segment on my hairless mid-calves. I think it was a hit.
Yeah.
At least for one of our 10 listeners. So we don't have a song planned.
Oh,
next.
Let's all play Time Warp. That's pretty, Halloween-y.
Is that one word?
Time Warp? I think it's two.
Okay.
Rocky Horror?
I have not.
You've heard of Rocky Horror.
I've heard of Rocky Horror. I haven't heard of this song. So we're gonna play this. Enjoy.
You got it?
Yeah.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under. To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
The end of that song really crept up on me.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that either.
Welcome back.
So we've talked about our freshman year Halloween weekend. What a poop show that was, literally, because Emily wore a flamingo costume covered in poop.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We never, like, really found out if it was poop, because no one wants to touch or smell that.
No.
But,
No, we didn't.
This weekend, how it was a emotional wreck for everyone. Tensions are still high, honestly. We have
Tensions were high.
Some may say it's too soon to be talking about this, but I'm fine with it because not my problem.
It's my problem. And that's fine, and I'll deal with that when I'm done with all the work that I have due tomorrow.
We should set some goals for next Halloween weekend.
Okay. No crying.
No crying. No forgetting homework.
Respecting emotions.
Respecting emotions. Miscellaneous suits, bring them as long as they're not covered in fecal matter.
Oh my god, you know what I brought home this weekend?
What?
A Kayo fanny pack covered with...
Don't say poop.
No, the basement floor of ATO, so not better.
Covered with the basement...
Oh, yeah, like the mud and beer. But I'm going to put it in the washer, it's going to be good as new, and I'm going to wear it out.
You should have bottled that. Basement floor stuff. That's my favorite smell.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll hit you up next time.
Thanks, man.
I'm really looking forward to the power washing pledge project of the basement floor of ATO.
Oh, after Halloween weekend?
No, I think we do it at the end of the semester, but I loved power wash, so.
My dad actually chopped off part of his, it's like your ring finger of your toe.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, your ring finger before your toe.
Right.
With a power washer. Because he had something on his shoe. And without thinking, he was like, oh, let me get that.
Good one. Good one, Tony.
Classic Tony. That's just a two-Tony move.
That's just a classic two-Tony fam.
Love it.
All
right, so no crying, no forgetting homework, respecting emotions.
Don't come home with poop.
Don't come home with poop. On you, on your clothes, on your costume.
Just kindly make it to the toilet.
Mm-hmm. We gotta start thinking of costumes for next year, too.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a...
Bigger and better. I'll probably bring out the Stone Ridge Girl thing again.
Stone Ridge Girl.
Just not on the peak night. Like, this year was on the peak night.
Ooh, also, freshman year, I forgot to say that I didn't have a costume. And so everyone was being a schoolgirl, and my friend also got me a schoolgirl outfit, and I put it on. I was like, I am not going out like this for, like, just, oh, nice bird. Oh, it's cute.
Thanks.
But I was like, I'm not going out like this. I look ridiculous. So we go through Emily's stuff. She has a bright yellow vest.
We need to restaple that. I broke it again this
and,
weekend.
And I was a cute crossing guard. For Halloween.
A cute crossing guard. I also wore the crossing guard vest this weekend.
And it was a
classic.
It was a
when you have
move,
nothing
yeah.
else to wear.
Yeah. When you can't even break out like the kitty ears.
Right,
and, like,
right. When you just don't have any time, that's what you break out.
When you can't even be angsty teen saying this is my Halloween costume.
Right.
I miss being an angsty teen.
So we're gonna drop a track, titled Heads Will Roll.
The A-Track.
The A-Track remix. It is not a classic Halloween song.
But
the title is Heads Will Roll, and
yeah,
that's,
gruesome.
You know, like, you gotta think it out a little. Also, the pyro party was Heads Will Roll. Like, pyro.
Headless Horseman.
Yes.
You can think of it along that way.
Hit the track.
Ah!
That got aggressive. Hey guys.
Okay, so the show went
Thanks
by so quickly.
For tuning into So Fresh, So Fine with C139.
And you are listening to 91.5
FM WMFO Medford's Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Yep.
We're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for tuning in to our...
I hope all of your Halloweekends were happy with Elfrey. No losses taken this... Maybe just like you lost your sweatshirt, your fracket, but nothing more than that.
Nothing... Not like your favorite quarter zip.
I hope no one cried. And I hope you ate lots of candy. Thanks for listening. And we're going to play us out with some... We also... solved the ghost problem.
Yes, it was a big part of our episode. It is the cars passing by.
Yeah, because there aren't a lot of cars pass by, but for some reason it really
gets into the mics.
It gets into the mics a lot, and then we hear it twice from outside and in our
yeah. It's like a weird
headphones.
Ringing sensation.
Something's lost in translation. Yeah,
it's a little freaky.
Yeah.
So we. You could say we busted the ghost.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna hit the track.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Afraid of no ghosts.